ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
बिल्कुल पीछे वाले अगर सुनाई दे रहा हो तो हाथ हिलाना ओम शांति।
दी वन वाज सिटिंग इन द बैक, वेव योर हैंड एंड से ओम शांति।
बहन जी को इतना अच्छा परिचय देने के लिए, जितना अच्छा मैं काम करता भी नहीं हूँ, उनका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया।
द सिस्टर गेव माई गुड इंट्रोडक्शन, आई थैंक द सिस्टर।
बाबा ने हमें बताया है ये सृष्टि एक नाटक है।
बाबा हैज टोल्ड अस दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज अ ड्रामा स्टेज एंड वी आर एक्टर्स।
कर्नाटक वालों को बाबा ने कहा करो नाटक।
एंड फॉर स्पेशली फॉर कर्नाटका बाबा सेज यू हैव टू क्रिएट ड्रामा दैट इज कर्नाटक, सो डू ड्रामा सो दैट द ड्रामा इज नॉट फॉरगॉटन।
मेरे बच्चे
बाबा सेज माई चिल्ड्रन सोल्स आर ब्रदर्स एंड फिजिकली आर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। कर्नाटका पीपल से सहोदरा सहोदरी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स।
गुजर कहते हैं पेट को, तो एक ही पेट से जो निकलते हैं वो भाई बहन होते हैं।
The one who come out from one
womb,
they are called brothers and sisters. So they have made very clear, real brothers and sisters, children of one parent. So we are the children of one Brahma. We are all brothers and sisters. And if Brahma was not the mother, then we would remain only souls.
आज इतने बड़े विशाल कर्नाटक के भाई बहने
कर्नाटका ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स इन ऑर्डर टू मीट बिलेवेड बाबा वेर आर ऑल ऑफ यू सिटिंग।
तो प्यारे बाबा कहते हैं कि मधुबन।
बिलेवेड बाबा सेज यू आर इन मधुबन एंड इन फैक्ट Madhuban is everyone's home, the home of Brahmin family. So where are you all coming? Sat here? You are sitting in Madhuban Diamond Hall. Not golden, but diamond. But what does this mean? The hall is reminding us that at the confluence age, our life is a diamond-like. Because here we understand the knowledge of the soul. We understand Shiv Baba's knowledge, the knowledge of the whole world. But one main difference is, here we have the knowledge of the soul, the knowledge of the Supreme Soul, but there in the outside world, there is no knowledge.
Shiv Baba ko bade bade shivling banakar Karnatak mein to aajkal unche se unche kai prakar ke shivling banaye ja rahe hain.
Shiv Baba's shivlingam is made very tall and is worshipped in Bharat. And on the other side they say that God is omnipresent, he doesn't have his name and form on the other side. They burn Ravan. Dasara is popular in your places, but don't know who Ravan is. They burn the effigy of Ravan and they wear a special crown on Ravan's head. and that is the crown of a donkey. And people don't know why the crown of donkey is given to Ravan. That means how the life of each human being is. And therefore Brahma Baba shares his experience. I thought I have to leave this donkeyship and claim the kingdom which is given by God. Human beings do not call themselves that they are in pebbles and stones, in crocodile. But we speak about God that God is in pebble and stone and in crocodiles. But Baba tells that you were deities. And when naturally children grow, they become tamopradhan, and now they are not deities. And this knowledge, nobody is having this knowledge in the entire world. Deities didn't have this knowledge. And devotees have no knowledge. Baba has given the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the world drama. Baba also gave the knowledge of the 84 births. Baba also said, purity is the key to become diamonds from shell. And if you remember me, you will become pure. There is no one fortunate or multi-million fold fortunate in the whole world other than you. You have to clap hands so forcefully that the roof of the diamond hall should fly away. We have to invoke completeness, perfection. Baba says, my last child, the last child of the silver age, the one who doesn't listen to Baba's Murli every day, even that child is so fortunate. Even though one who is not sitting in the diamond hall today is so fortunate. Apart from my children, no one else can come to heaven. Maybe politician, actors, sages and saints, no one can come. So we are so fortunate ones, we have belonged to Baba. We belong to Baba. In this world of sorrow, we are having super sensuous joy, we eat bhog, we are living comfortably, there is no fashion here, we wear white costumes. Some wearing white costumes, they have many fashions. Dada Janki used to say, white costume, empty pocket, but I am the ruler of the globe.
Beggar to prince.
That means beggar to prince. To see we are beggar, but internally, from the golden age to the silver age, we are the masters. No disease. Everything is satopradhan. No counting of anything. Unlimited, our fortune is. And what do we do? Even the second class standard is having such a heavy baggage on his back. He bows down Baba when he walks. Baba says, Baba says, I liberate all your children from everything. Maybe from reading scriptures, taking a bath in the Ganges water. The medicines on the path of devotion, to have pilgrimage, to bow down the head. Baba has liberated everybody from everything. We don't go to the temple, we don't bow head in front of the idols, nothing. And Baba says, number wise, my children will become complete and perfect. Even if once the knowledge is heard, because 2 days ago Baba said, even if by listening to the knowledge some becomes disappeared, will come back again. This is an imperishable knowledge. It will never disappear. Wherever they will be, they will come in the silver age. Even the prime minister, president, actor, they cannot come before the silver age. And so we are so fortunate ones. And therefore Baba says, completeness and perfection. There are two things in Baba's knowledge. One is always, constant. Shiva is called constant Shiva because he is always incorporeal. Whatever virtues and powers we have got from Shiv Baba, that should be with us always. It isn't that we have that in the morning, less in the afternoon, evening we don't have. And therefore Baba says adornments should be given to the Brahmins, but it has been given to Vishnu. Our idols are constant. People go to the temple and have the glimpse of the idol, and they will go in front of the idol and they close their eyes in front of the idol. They have gone to take the glimpse, but they close their eyes in front of the idol because they are not looking at the present form of the idol. They are remembering the history of the idol. Their hand is shown as a blessing hand. But what happens to the Brahmins? Will relate the knowledge. If one doesn't understand, what he will do? If you give a monkey a gold coin, what it will say? It will say, give me a stone or pebble. But deities are worshipped in the temple. Our word is always constant. And what should be done to remain constant? Baba says the drama is accurate, nothing new. Everyone are playing their own part. Ravan will play his own part. Lakshman will play his own part. If Ravan is called to become like Lakshman, there will be no Ram Leela. Therefore, nothing new. Drama is accurate. It is the variety drama. It should be constantly remembered. We will not come in arrogance. We will not become angry. And then Baba says, what do you have to remember? I should have the remembrance. We forget the remembrance. The one which is easy will be remaining constantly. The one which is difficult will not remain constantly.
जो आपकी अपनी नेचर ही हो जाए वो तो सदा रहेगी.
The one which becomes your nature, it will be constant. And therefore God says, always and constant. And if in Brahmin life you feel anything difficult, you think that the way is difficult. And if you feel everything easy, then the way is easy. You are all people from Karnataka. You are the actors. You play your act very well. Even an actor is made a beggar, he will become a very good beggar. So everything is easy. If everything is easy for you, raise your hand. Nothing is difficult. God has liberated you from difficulties. Baba has liberated you from chanting, praying, saying hymns. Baba tells, I am a soul. Consider yourself to be a soul. If you consider yourself to be a body, it will be difficult. Easy, always and constant, then we will become complete and perfect. Always and constant. In between, sometimes there will be difficulty. If the railway ticket is disappeared,
मेरा पर्स गुम हो गया.
If I have lost my purse,
क्या होगा?
What will happen? Will there be difficult or will it be easy?
मुझे कोई चोट लग गई.
If I am wounded,
के मिलन के दिन मुझे बुखार चढ़ गया.
On Baba's meeting day, I become ill, I have fever, will it be easy or difficult? Say, therefore, what Baba says is, Shiva Baba is having a precaution for everything, and nobody has. If you catch hold of one thing, that we are always with Shiva Baba, then difficult will not be difficult. Because what did Baba say today in the blessing? Who remembers today's blessing? Less are raising hands. You forgot blessing. Baba says,
आपको कर्म भोग हो किसी बात को हो.
You may having karmic bondage. Don't think that to be karmic bondage.
क्या समझना?
Don't be sorrowful. But what you have to consider?
हर चीज में सेवा भाव रखना.
You have the feeling of service in everything.
Chance.
That I have got the chance of doing service. Then karmic bondage will not be felt as karmic bondage. You will not be sorrowful. If anybody is having cough, just as I am having, and if he is given to give a lecture, then his cough will go away. Similarly, how there should be the feeling of service? There is a person, he is jealous of you, he is having enmity with you, he pulls you down.
कैसे आए? तो बाबा ने कहा है संपन्न और संपूर्ण.
बाबा says,
ये याद रखें.
Remember complete and perfect.
और संपूर्ण.
Complete and full. And that I have to become. Remember this much. Complete and full. I only have to become. I shouldn't make others.
हम क्या करते हैं
बट वॉट वी डू
हम दूसरे को संपूर्ण और संपूर्ण बनाने की कोशिश करते हैं
वी ट्राई टू मेक अदर्स कंप्लीट एंड फुल
ये अमृत वेला क्यों नहीं करता
Why this one doesn't do Amrit Vela? Why does he look at the mobile in the class? Why does he do this? Why does he do that? Because we think that he shouldn't do that way. He has to become complete and full. But Baba says, everybody is having his own part. You have to think about yourself as how I have to become complete and full.
तो हम दूसरे को संपन्न बनाने का अर्थात दूसरे की कमी कमजोरी अपने अंदर लाते हैं
वी ब्रिंग अदर्स वीकनेस एंड डेफिशिएंसीज विद इन अस वी वांट टू मेक अदर्स कंप्लीट एंड फुल बट बाबा सेज टू इनवोक Completeness and fullness is we have to look at ourselves. Throughout the day, do we remain cheerful? Because in the golden age, deities are always cheerful. But do we remain cheerful? Or we think about questions? Or do we remain cheerful?
प्रश्न मैंने दूसरे के लिए सोचना
cheerful means we have to think about others. By having question, maybe a person, maybe any arrangements or any room which has been allotted to you, or I have been kept with you in the room, or go to the kitchen or anywhere, you see whether questions doesn't arise. If anybody is having more meals and half is kept in the plate and he is going for throwing it, will question arise in your mind as what he is doing? The question shouldn't arise, because Baba says this is waste. And when waste is inside, cheerfulness disappears. And if you have any question in your mind, you will lose your cheerfulness. And if you want to remain cheerful, you shouldn't raise questions. We will be having question within ourselves, and we take the name of others and ask the question as, Bhaiji, how long time is left for destruction? I don't have this question, but the students are having the question. And therefore God says, I have given the answer for all the questions in the Murli. Only remember me alone, because I am the one who take everyone across. So every day we have to check ourselves. Today also Baba said, so we shouldn't check even this, whether I was right or wrong. I went to take bath, but there was no water in the tap. Baba says, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me alone, and automatically everything will be set for you. But when we are sitting in a remembrance, are we really remembering, or our mind is wandering here and there? We will come to know. What is the meaning of concentrating the mind? Baba has given the area for having good remembrance. You go to the Supreme Abode, the pure land, the land of peace. It is so big. Whenever you go there, just as you keep anything in the fridge, it will become cool. The thoughts will become cool in the Supreme Abode. The fourth age is heaven in the world drama. Go to there. Go there and see how is the nature there. You will be absorbed in that. Fifty years you have been there. 1250 years you will live in heaven. You will feel good when you remember that. Then you come to the silver age. And then in the copper age you look at your idols, what you did. People go in front of the idols, they are having a line, and they are stumbling to have the glimpse of the idols. And at the confluence age, all the drama is in front of us. We all have played our part very well. We have to remember our film, we have to remember the creator, and you will not get time to go into waste. And therefore, Baba says to listen to the news, what election is going on, who is winning, who is losing, to listen to any news. This is waste, because it is not under your control and it is under Baba's control. Even there is anything rubbish, everything will be okay according to the drama. You should have your ascending stage. So why should we lose our happiness? Confluence age is the age of happiness. If you are asked what is the difference between happiness and sorrow, can you say? What is the difference between peace and happiness? You want peace in your life or happiness in your life? Those who want peace in your life, raise your hand. Those who want happiness in your life, raise your hand. Can't there be peace and happiness both? Those raise hand. Peace and happiness can be in which age?
Sangam yug mein hi keval khushi hoti hai.
At the confluence age, there will be only happiness. In the golden age, there will be peace, no happiness. There is ample of happiness there. In order to increase your peace, if you remain peaceful, others will also become happy and peaceful looking at you. If one is lit, others will look at you, and he will also be lit. If you are cheerful, others will look at you and become cheerful. If I also sit and cry and others will also sit and cry, his cry will come to me and my cry will go to him. And therefore to remain happy always, no waste should go inside. Easy and always. And in order to practice complete and fullness, what we have to do? We have to do one easy thing.
Sada or sahaj.
In order to attain completeness and fullness, what we have to do? Baba says you have to eat food in Baba's remembrance. Will we have Baba's remembrance when we are taking food? Baba says you have to remember Baba the whole time when you are taking food. Every moment we have to stay in Baba's remembrance and there should be no disturbance. What is the method to not to have any disturbance? I always have to remember, I have to become complete and full. If I need to tolerate anything, if I need to bow down in front of anybody, if I need to be quiet, if anybody is insulting me, if anybody is snatching my rights, then I have to remember, I only have to become complete and full. And I couldn't question. He is testing me. One who is a champion. Champion is the one who challenges. If there are many, come in front of me. And if everybody bows down in front of him, then he will be called a champion. So to become complete and full is a champion stage. It isn't that we win, we win somewhere and we lose somewhere. Some powers are working within us and some powers we don't think about it. Not like that. We have to become celestial degrees complete, full of divine virtues. We have to change our vision. We have to change the eyeglass. If you wear green glass, you will see only green. You will see everything to be green. In Bharat, once there was no rain, and an animal didn't eat dry grass. The cow was not eating the dry grass, and somebody wore the green glass to the eye of the cow. The cow started eating, considering it to be a green grass. So here too, what Baba says, we shouldn't come under the influence of anyone. Others should be influenced by us, but we shouldn't come under the influence of anybody. Lotus flower. In Brahmin life, in Brahmin family, the biggest weakness is I will be influenced by others.
Or
others will be influenced by me. We shouldn't be influenced. We shouldn't influence others. We have to be influenced or attracted by the One. And we have to give His introduction. And we shouldn't come in between. Otherwise there will be arrogance. And therefore, Baba says, before becoming complete and full, what stage is required? What we were before? We were ignorant of knowledge. Baba made us Brahmin. Now Brahmin is having knowledge. And then Baba says, from Brahmins, what are you made? You have to move forward. First, Baba says, you were thorns, then you were made bud. And what is our next stage? We are Brahmins. We have to imbibe angelic form. If you stay in the angelic form, angelic form means the one who doesn't have any connection with the floor, will not come under the influence of anything. There will be profit and loss. There will be respect and disrespect. Angel will be beyond this. And angel will not stick to one place. Physically we will be telling that I will be in this room for 2 days. But angels doesn't have any room. When you sleep at night, the body is there. But when you have a dream, the body is here, but in the dream, you will really realize who is realizing. Your subtle body realizes. The physical body is here, but through the mind, if you get any kind of dream, somebody is running behind you. You are going into the garden of flowers and you are stuck up in the thorn. You get this in the dream, and we have to do it in the practical life. This means the angelic form, for the experience of angelic form, Baba has given us subtle region. At this time, where is Brahma Baba? Brahma Baba is in the subtle world. Brahma Baba is subtle. Baba calls, "Come, my child." When we sit in our remembrance, we become subtle. We go to the subtle world. Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba are combined. Such a big subtle world is made. In the subzone, we are making retreat center. Baba says, I have opened a retreat center for all Brahmins. 24 hours it is open. Anybody can come there. And whatever desire you have, it will be fulfilled. If you have interest in seeing a big palace, Baba will emerge a palace in the subtle region. If you are having diabetes, you are forbidden from eating jalebi. In the subtle region, Baba will make you eat jalebi. So you may go wherever you want. Subtle region is open. You are worried, you are afraid. You come to the subtle world. There is Baba and Dada. I know Baba says, because anyway we have to go to the subtle world, and then to the Supreme Abode. We know that we have to go to the subtle world, but we will trapped in this physical world. Just as a cat and pigeon. Cat looks at the pigeon, pigeon becomes afraid. If a pigeon reminds us that it is having a wing and it can fly, cat can't do anything. We know that we can go to the subtle world. And if we forget the subtle world, then what to do? Bab Dada will also be forgotten. And therefore Baba says, waking up in the morning, you have to look at yourself, the resident of the subtle world, in an angelic form. You are complete and full in that form. You have no mental illness, no waste thoughts. Baba had spoken three words. Baba became avyakt, corporeal, incorporeal and subtle. Incorporeal, then subtle.
Akar mein nirvikari, sakar mein nirahankari.
Incorporeal, we have to become incorporeal, and subtle, we have to become angel. In the subtle region, there are no vices. Angels have no conflict with anyone. Angels don't become angry with anyone. The conscious age home is the subtle region. I now here we play our part being an instrument. You are all people from Karnataka. When you are given any part that today you become a doctor, they will become actor. Today you become patient, will become actor. You become a prisoner or a jailer, will become prisoner or jailer. Actor will play a very beautiful part of a jailer, of a doctor, of a patient. Very beautiful that the real will be played or enacted very well. And the actor will get the amount so much, whether he will become a jailer, prisoner, or a doctor. He will also be praised that much. And if we believe ourselves to be an actor, we are Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris running any centers and acting very well, but I am the resident of the subtle region, the actor will know. The actor will know I am playing my part in Mysore or playing my part in Bangalore or somewhere else. And if you remind yourself that you are the resident of the subtle world, then you will automatically become angels. You will be in the angelic form. Actors will be of many kinds. Baba says, my children are also different. Brahmin children become king, become sevadari. Brahmin and
BK, maine Brahman Kshatri dono jo Chandravanshi hai, isliye Baba kehte,
there is difference between Brahmin and BK. In order to act very well in the subtle region, what we have to do?
Aapko koi paisa kharch nahi ki zarurat nahi,
there is no expense, there is no traveling needed, no need of asking for service. Nothing you have to do.
Humko sampan stage hai, sarv gun sampan.
The complete stage is to become 16 celestial degrees complete. While washing clothes, while washing utensils, you can become 16 celestial degrees complete. There is no connection with acting or in becoming. To become celestial degrees complete, what Baba says, shouldn't look at any brothers or sisters. You will be deceived if you see. Always see father and mother. Baba says you have to take pure inside and pure outside. We make swastik and we say in the golden age there is everything pure. Here it is the opposite. We have to save ourselves. Brahmin doesn't touch Shudra. We shouldn't touch anything impure.
So Baba ne simple bataya hai. Kya? Har ek ke liye.
Baba in a simple way says, have good wishes for everyone.
Bhakti mein bhi hum kehte hain praniyon ka bhala ho, sarv ka kalyan ho.
Even on the path of devotion,
hum kehte hain,
we would say, let everyone be benefited. My mother-in-law should be benefited. My neighbor should be benefited. But if there is non-benevolence towards anyone, then there will be waste thoughts. Devilish traits or devilish sanskars cannot mix up with godly traits or godly sanskars or divine sanskars. And therefore, simple thing is, we save our clothes that it shouldn't become dirty. We also save our body.
आत्मा ही भावना रखती है.
सिमिलरली वी हैव टू सेव अवर सोल.
गाली देने वाला वो होगा.
मे बी एनीबडी इज एनिमी और एनीबडी इज इंसल्टिंग मी. दे नो अबाउट देमसेल्फ बट आई हैव टू कीप गुड विशेस फॉर एवरीवन. Even in the path of devotion, we used to say, let everyone be benefited. There should be good wishes for everyone, but we shouldn't see what that one is doing for me. Storms will come. We don't say, why the storms have come. We will save ourselves from storms. Pure wishes and pure feelings.
शुभ चिंतन तब होगा अगर हम प्रभु चिंतन करें.
When we have thoughts about God,
पते पावन है वो शुभ प्रदान करने वाले हमारे मन को.
We will become pure.
हमारी बुद्धि को सुबुद्धि बना.
Pure thoughts will make our mind pure, our intellect pure, have to imbibe divine virtues, have to think pure.
शुभ कामना शुभ भावना रखना.
शुड कीप गुड विशेस एंड नथिंग हैव टू बी डन.
काम करो. आप भोजन कर रहे हैं.
डू योर वर्क. योर कुकिंग फूड. इट्स ओके.
ज्यादा पड़ गया.
इफ यू ऐड मोर सॉल्ट इन योर फूड.
आत्मा का भोजन क्या
है. और लेस सॉल्ट इन योर फूड.
वो तो भोजन में कर रहा हूँ ना.
देर वी हैव टू रिड्यूस और ऐड सॉल्ट.
इसलिए फिर गर्मी सर्दी उष्ण निंदा हानि लाभ.
We have to maintain balance in praise and defamation, profit and loss, post position. We have to experience super sensuous joy in order to become 16 celestial degrees complete. Have to imbibe only divine virtues. Then you will have the feeling of becoming complete and full. You will become worthy of becoming that. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Hamara Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya ka varishth brata ji. Aapke aagaman se.
Our senior brother of the organization. By you coming here. The flower bloomed. By you coming here, the wings of our zeal and enthusiasm opened. By Jeeva, your words, we have the ways of becoming complete and full. On behalf of Karnataka and on behalf of all brothers and sisters, we will thank the brother. Om Shanti. Now we have the felicitation of Brother Brijmohan.